and welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today, the president of the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society, Matt Rader. Welcome.
So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's good to have you back, because, of course, when you're here, spring's around the corner, and so is the Philadelphia Flower Show, and the 195th edition is almost around the corner, March 4th through the 12th, and you have big news about this year's.
We are super excited to welcome the Flower Show back to March and back to the Pennsylvania Convention Center in Philadelphia. It's going to be the biggest and best flower show we've ever produced indoors, and we are so, so excited.
It actually is going to be one of the biggest ones you've ever done, because I know that we're going to talk about all of the features of this year, but I know that there's one special angle. You're going to go large scale with some of the gardens.
Yeah. So outdoors for the last 2 years, thanks to COVID, we were able to experiment with lots of new ideas for the flower show. And one of the things that guests love were completely immersive large-scale gardens. So this year we'll be featuring a garden promenade. So as you come into the show and as you traverse through, you're going to be following this wonderful curving path through gardens, and you're going to encounter really large-scale gardens by some great landscape exhibitors like Susan Cohan Gardens, Mark Cook, who was our Best in Show winner last year, Apiary Studio, who was a new exhibitor last year, and lots of other both new and returning exhibitors to the Flower Show. It should be immersive and wonderful and amazing.
I did not hate it being outdoors, but I am so happy that it is back indoors. I mean, it did wonderful things for FDR Park, and it was great for everybody all around, and it was fun to be outdoors. But gosh darn it, the convention center is really home to this flower show.
Yeah, the flower show has been lots of things over its 195-year life. It actually started in June, but as an indoor show, and the last 2 years are the only two outdoor shows ever. The flower show is loved because it's in March, and it's really an early breath of spring. So as you step out of gray, cold, drizzly Philadelphia March, you step into color, to beauty, to texture, to fragrance, to all the wonderful world that flowers and gardens bring to you. And it just accelerates time past the end of winter right into spring. It's wonderful.
The fact that you only had two outdoor shows, and this is a 195-year flower show. We need to back it up just a little bit about what PHS actually is, how it was founded, and that first flower show.
Yeah, so PHS is even older than the flower show. We started in 1827, so we're coming up on our 200th birthday, which we're very excited about celebrating. And PHS was really started as an organization for people who loved horticulture and wanted to improve their skills and also improve the gardens of the Philadelphia region. And one of the things they settled on pretty early was this idea that showing plants and competing for awards was a really powerful way to get people to try new things and to share their knowledge with each other and inspire each other by seeing what your friends and club mates produced. And so the flower show over time has grown and grown and grown. The core of it is still this idea that people who love plants and gardens are putting forward their best stuff and sharing it with others and being judged and being celebrated by the public so that their accomplishments can in turn inspire everyone else.
So these gentlemen farmers, and they're having their one-upmanship, this competition, bragging rights, has led to, though, a flower show that not only is the first one for the United States, the biggest, but you're also now world-renowned, and there have been so many firsts and accomplishments that it's managed over these almost 200 years.
Yeah, the flower show is the largest and longest-running event of its kind and really the largest horticultural event in North America. There's only a handful of shows around the world that rival it for prestige and awareness. And the show shows you the best going on in horticulture. This year, we have amazing designer Harihanto Sechuan coming from Singapore, who's a global award winner. We have local designers. We have national designers. It is this incredible celebration of great things in horticulture. and has really emerged as a source of fundraising for PHS and awareness raising to help with the work we do all year long to use horticulture to help improve health and well-being across the greater Philadelphia region.
Well, this is the major fundraiser for amazing programs that we all appreciate, even if we don't know that you're behind it, that you're the house elf that has done the magic for us. But and we have to go into that. But let's talk about the flower show first, and let's talk more about what we'll see there. Every year you have a theme, and this year it is?
So this year's show is the Garden Electric. And what does that mean? This is that incredible moment of energy when somebody hands you a beautiful bouquet of flowers. That sense of connecting with the splendor, the beauty, the extravagance, the lushness of nature, and just being delighted by it. And we want to take that spark, that moment of joy, and turn that into a flower show. So as you come into Hall A at the show, the main entrance, you're going to come into this incredible entrance garden that will actually be like a secret garden. You'll come in, you'll see it through a scrim, you'll pass through a tunnel and suddenly be immersed in the most riotous, lush, colorful display you can imagine. And from there, you'll be wandering this fantastic curving garden path that will take you past incredible gardens and floral displays by some of the top designers in Philadelphia, in this region, in the nation, and around the world. And then by the time you're ready for a break, there'll be a nice place to sit and get some food and drink. And then you can enjoy all the incredible plants in the Hamilton Horticourt, where people compete with their best specimen plants and see the arrangements and designs in the design gallery, which, if you haven't been to the show, include everything from pocket gardens and front doors all the way to botanical jewelry made all out of plant matter. It really is incredible.
I always said that I wanted to enter the miniature room competition. And of course, I never have. But that's a big part of it. And the jewelry. And I love the balconies, the front porch displays that you do. It's just something for everybody there.
Absolutely. And anyone can enter the show. So if you're at home and it's not March 4th yet, and you have a plant that you're incredibly proud of, you can enter it in the flower show. The PHS Hamilton Horticourt is really the heart of the show, harkens back to that 1829 show. And it is people entering and competing with their most amazing plants. Hundreds and hundreds of plants, thousands of entries over the course of the week. And something I love to tell people about the flower show is that more than 3,000 hands create it, right? It is not PHS designing and building the show. It is PHS bringing together volunteers, professionals, amateurs, everyone involved in horticulture, bringing them together, creating this incredible stage and allowing them to share their stuff and their horticultural passions and talents. And that whole thing becomes a pretty amazing community all year long of people who care about horticulture and the flower show.
For this year's competition, did you open it up to some new items?
So the competitive classes change every year. This year we're trying a few new classes in arrangements and then some classes that are just different. So there'll be one of the classes people are very excited about this year is a floral dress with a companion accessory. And so one designer thinking about both of those dimensions. And we in the miniature settings, which you talked about, which are the little rooms or dioramas that people see, we've created a first-time entrance class. So people who are trying this for the first time, coming in, learning from experts who have done it before and sharing their stuff.
Wow. Can we back it up, though, to the gardens with the theme of Garden Electric? And you have so many international designers in this. Will we see something that's a little homogenous, or will we pass from maybe a lush flower-based to maybe something that's thinking shrubbery and evergreens?
So our objective is that every garden is different. Mm-hmm. And in this theme, I think you'll see lots of designers with very different points of view on the gardens they want to share. We try to find designers who have a commitment to environmental and social impact because that's really important to us, but they also have to have amazing horticultural bona fides. So I think as you walk through the show, you're going to see distinct gardens and floral exhibits, and altogether they're going to feel lush and extravagant and beautiful. but individually they're going to be distinct and unique. And some of the ones just to call out for fun, Newfields, which is an amazing garden in Indianapolis, led by Jonathan Wright, will be producing a multimedia and garden experience, which will create just a dazzling experience in the garden. The Black Girls Florist Collective, which is going to be producing a whole series of amazing floral arrangements individually that also work together collectively, will be astounding. And Apiary Design will be producing The Garden at Night, so you'll actually experience the same garden in light and in dark using shrouding and get a sense of all of the sounds and textures and colors that shape the garden at night.
Wow. Black Girls, this is a really diverse pack of participants at the flower show. It's not just those gentlemen farmers, old white guys. This is, when you look at when you have the schools participating, it's young, it's old, it's everybody.
It's amazing. We have a whole group of our staff whose job is to go out in the world and find the best in horticulture and bring it back to you. So Seth Pearsall, Hannah Mullen on our team are out in the world all the time, meeting with garden designers, reading the magazines, looking at Instagram, see who's trending, and then talking to people and saying, hey, would you come to Philadelphia and share your talent with us? And so we constantly have new and different exhibitors. Another one this year I'll share is Ill Exotics, which is a really well-known specialty and rare plant shop here in Philadelphia. They're going to be producing a Studio 54-inspired all plant and floral dance club. From the dancers to the bartenders to the experience, crafted out of flowers to get you delighted and excited about the potential and the variety and the beauty of rare and exotic plants.
Well, you mentioned sitting down and having a bite to eat, and now you're talking about Studio 54 and dance, and there are other things that go on throughout the event, and usually there are some celebrities who show up, and there are special presentations and demonstrations throughout the venue. So what are we going to see this year for all of that?
So every day at the Flower Show is an incredible event. So if you come any day, you have incredible experiences in food and drink. You could join Design and Dine, which is a neat feature we have where you make a flower arrangement and get a light bite at the end. It's a good thing to do with your friends. We have the Kids Cocoon, where there's nature play activities, the Butterfly Room, lots of wonderful horticultural and environmental activities for kids. We have potting parties where you can work with Tu Bloom, who's the official florist of the Grammys, to make an arrangement and overcome any fear you might have of putting plants in the earth. And we even have something this year called Bloom Bar, where you can pick up a ready-made fresh floral crown so that you can actually become part of the flower show right on the floor. And then over the week, there are some special events, the most important one of which is Flowers After Hours, which is on the second Saturday of the show, which is Garden Noir is the theme this year. So a nighttime dance party in and among the flower show, and an amazing chance to hang out with your friends and family and enjoy the show in a new way.
There are other events as well. What about nighttimes?
Yeah, so the flower show is closing at 7 o'clock during the week, and a little bit later on weekends. You can find all the hours on phsonline.org. The best time to come to the flower show, the least crowded time, the most wonderful time, is around 3 o'clock. So if you happen to be getting off work or able to take off work a little early, come right down to the flower show, enjoy the exhibits, and enjoy a happy hour and an evening, and it's a wonderful time.
And you said a happy hour.
We don't have a formally organized happy hour during the week, but we have bars throughout the show and food throughout the show. So it's a wonderful chance to come and enjoy the show.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm always happy. You got snack time this year, too.
Yeah. So one of the things we piloted at the outdoor show was music and really weaving that into the show. And we partnered with Philadelphia band Snack Time to curate a lineup of fantastic musical artists who will be performing during the show. So again, finding time to take a break, enjoy some music, get a glass of champagne, and just hang out. The show offers so many different things to do, so you could spend the whole day at the show and not get bored.
I've done that. Actually, I've spent the entire day at the show in the vendors section and then had to come back the next day to see the show. I'm not proud of that. But vendors, they will be back again this year?
Yeah, so we have a wonderful marketplace in the Flower Show. It is in the main exhibit halls, Hall C, and amazing array of garden products, plants, artists, etc. And we're introducing a new section this year called the Makers Market, which is in the Grand Hall, where we have artisan crafts from people here in the Philadelphia region, really specialty things that might be hard to find and really align with the use of natural products and other things that are related to horticulture. So some really special features. And just like we do in finding great garden designers and florists, we go out in the world to try to find the most wonderful garden-related products for you.
And you can find almost anything there. That's the most wonderful thing, from garden knickknacks to plants themselves, furniture, all anything you could imagine for outdoor living or bringing plants inside.
Yep. As you wander through the marketplace, you'll see everything from jewelry to plants to containers to garden accents to garden-related clothing. It is really wonderful, and I think this new makers area is going to have some special crafts and products that you can really enjoy and love.
Well, this is just bringing it back around to what I said. There's something for everybody. Everybody is participating, and there's something for everybody, because when you see the gardens, they've got the complete hardscape that you would expect to see in a garden, the benches, the pathways and the pavers, and then you have the shopping and the demonstrations and all of the different competitions, and I can't wait to see the dresses with accessories this year. And there is something to just entertain absolutely anybody there. And it's also accessible. That's where I'm going here. It's something you can leave and go, I could do that at home, or I can recreate this. I just bought it.
And it's accessible also and easy to get to. So anybody who has access to the regional rail network, you can get right to Jefferson Station, Center City, and come all indoors right into the Flower Show, have a fabulous day, go home by train, and be warm all day long. Within the show, if somebody has never been to the show, the best advice is just to come. You will enjoy it. It can be hard for you to imagine sometimes what this is, but as Laura said, it's immersive gardens. These are full-scale gardens, flowering trees, flowering plants, amazing floral arrangements, just really larger than life, lush, beautiful, exciting. And this year with the Garden Electric, even more so, just an absolutely riveting, exciting, beautiful experience.
There's something to take away from almost every corner, every vista. You see something saying, I can do that. Or I want that. This is something I can accomplish at my house or even in my pot. You don't have to have a whole big yard to get something out of the Flower Show.
And bring your gardening friends, because the best way to have those insights is to share it with a friend who also is thinking the same thing, and you can compare notes and learn.
And you do learn. You learn so much about flowers, and if you live in a corner lot and you have shade, they're shade plants. You don't have a yard at all. You've got a pot on a balcony. There are amazing arrangements and displays for that, too. There's something for everybody. And, of course, if you want more information about that, I should have said this before, always visit Pennsylvania Horticultural Society at phsonline.org. That's phsonline.org. There you will find information about everything that they offer throughout the year to its members and to just the public. And, of course, the Flower Show. You can buy tickets there, and you can get a complete description of what's going on. You get the daily schedules. And, again, you can buy your tickets. It's there at phsonline.org. And I just mentioned all the programming and the things that go on throughout the year. And you have things for all of us that we don't even realize that you have your hands on. You have educational programs for schools. You've got programming for people re-entering the workplace from incarceration. You work with all these different organizations, and you make the city beautiful. That was the opening line. Talk!
So PHS is really driven by a belief that horticulture is a superpower for any of us to make a transformative impact in our lives and on the community that we all share. And we believe that almost anyone can garden in some way. And we know that gardening exists in many, many cultures. So it's an opportunity for people to express their traditions. And it makes huge impact. If you plant a tree or a plant, even if you do it just for your purposes, that's cleaning air and cleaning water and creating habitat for the rest of us. It's an amazing thing that you can do just for you, but also have incredibly altruistic impact. And so throughout the year, we're working to try to unlock that potential. So we support more than 250 neighborhoods in the city and in the suburban counties, planting trees, tending community gardens, cleaning and greening vacant lots, training people for jobs, and supporting small green businesses to scale. And then we also maintain a network of 26 public gardens and landscapes in the city and in Montgomery County, which are exquisite ornamental gardens available to the public for free. Meadowbrook Farm in Jenkintown is one of our flagship gardens, but also Logan Circle in the city, the Azalea Garden, our pop-up gardens, the Navy Yard, which we manage for PIDC, and lots of other sites around the city and region where you can just enjoy fabulous gardens. And then finally, we work with home gardeners. So we do hope that anybody will find a way to garden. And at PHS, a gardener is anybody growing any plant anywhere for any reason, right? It doesn't mean you need to have a big estate. It just means you gave it a shot. And we have a magazine, we have a library, we have a Facebook group, we have educational programs, we have trips and tours, all kinds of things available to our members, which you can also learn about at phsonline.org.
And as I said, you're there in ways we don't even see you. You have so many partnerships with great organizations throughout the area.
Yeah. So if you live in the greater Philadelphia region, in Philadelphia or the suburban counties, it's pretty likely that PHS is doing something close to your house. We support tree tenders, which are volunteers who we have trained to plant and care for street trees and public space trees. And there are tree tenders in more than 100 neighborhoods. Just a couple months ago in November, we had our largest ever tree distribution, which was about 2,100 trees planted all over the region by 90 groups. It's amazing, right? So if you're walking down a street and thinking, I love the fact that this street is tree-lined and there's some new plantings, it's probably your local tree tenders. And that is made possible through financial support provided by PHS members and the Flower Show.
And you, speaking of money, we keep forgetting about the economy of what you do, not just in, well, for tourism dollars, just making Philadelphia look good throughout the year. But this is also a big draw, and it does wonders for the businesses, the service providers in Center City.
The Flower Show has a big economic impact, more than $60 million. And like you say, it's direct impact in terms of people coming to the show, but it's also indirect. People coming into the city, shopping, staying at hotels, using SEPTA, et cetera. And we're so proud of that. It's one of the reasons that we were so committed to keeping the show alive through COVID and bringing it back to Center City this year, is because we're really proud of the role we play as part of the local economy. And then if you look at the neighborhoods we serve in the city and suburbs, we really improve quality of life. And we have a lot of data that shows that things like cleaning and greening vacant lots, planting trees together, improve safety, improve mental health, stabilize property values, bring people together into tight community relationships, all kinds of good things that really help us all live a stable and happy life. And it's our job as PHS to try to make sure that those garden elements, those green elements are built into every neighborhood and everyone's life around this region.
How do we interact with you throughout the year? If I'm a neighborhood group and I hear this, or I heard you mention membership, you get to go on trips. How do we get involved with PHS?
Step one is sign up for our email list and then become a member. So if you go to our website, phsonline.org, you can find lots of different places to sign up to receive more information, and you can become a member. And by the way, becoming a member also lets you come into the Flower Show an hour early every day. So if you're somebody who wants some quiet time for yourself with the gardens and plants of the Flower Show, become a member, and that automatically qualifies you for an hour early admission every day. So very special privilege. Once you're a member, you'll get monthly emails from us. You'll get our quarterly magazine, Grow. And from that, you'll learn all that we do. couple other ways you can connect. The first is to come to our pop-up gardens or Meadowbrook Farm, which will open up a little bit later in the spring. These are gardens that we offer to the public. At the pop-up gardens, you can also have food and drink. We have monthly plant swaps. We have workshops. You can find all the details on our website. And then in your own neighborhood, if you're interested in getting involved, if you go to our website, you can find maps of where we support community gardens or tree tender groups, and you'll find contact information to connect with the people in your neighborhood working on these programs, and it's a great way to connect.
You know, I just implied that we should do this to get something back, but if we want to volunteer, because you said it takes an army to put this show on, and all those tree tenders are volunteers as well.
Yeah, come and volunteer. Our website has a volunteer section where you can find all the opportunities, which range from working on public gardens in Center City to joining your local tree tender group to working right at the flower show. And volunteering at the flower show is a great way to make friends, lifelong friends, to get deeply involved in the show. And then you get to become kind of the expert guide who can show your friends and family around this incredible event.
And it not only takes an army of volunteers, but it takes some special sponsors and people behind you.
So the flower show takes many, many hands to make it work and many dollars. And so there's an amazing team of sponsors who help produce the show. I want to call out Bank of America, Subaru, and Independence Blue Cross, who are key sponsors that help us produce the show each year. And I want you to check out our website at phsonline.org and learn about all the other sponsors. And if you want to become part of the team, become a member of PHS, come visit the show, and also come and volunteer. It's a great way to get involved and be part of the team.
And if I'm an educator and I hear this, you do a lot with kids. I know you know, in the past we've had different classrooms were participating in programming, high school's programming, and you have children events. So if I'm hearing this, how do I get my kids involved?
So if you're an educator, we have a program called Green City Teachers that trains teachers to use horticulture as a teaching tool in the classroom and also create school gardens. And we do some micro grants for supplies and materials, et cetera. So check that out. And we also have resources in the PHS McLean Library that speak to kids and gardening. So it's a great place to go and look for information online or in person. And then come to the flower show. So at the flower show, we have an area called Kids Cocoon that's in the Grand Hall. And it is like kid horticultural wonderland. There is the butterfly room, but there's also partners from all across the region coming through to do nature and horticulture education with kids all week long. And our own staff will be there. And it's a great chance to connect directly with them and learn how you might engage more during the year.
I hate to say it, but I'm giving you the 2-minute warning. What do you want us to know? What's the takeaway here today?
I have two takeaways. Number one is, if you've never grown a plant, just begin. A lot of people are afraid or challenged or think it takes a lot of work. Just buy something at the supermarket and give it a shot. You will find this wonderful release of creativity for you, and it will grow into a lifelong passion. And just do it. And if we can be helpful, let us know. And then the second is that coming to the flower show, joining PHS, these are really powerful ways not only to have an amazing time, but also support the transformation of our region in a way that improves our economy, improves our environment, makes us all healthier. And there's not a lot that we can do sometimes that's easy to do, but has massive impact. And if you think that your flower show ticket or your membership in PHS really transform life for millions of people, it's pretty direct and easy thing to do. So just do it.
And of course, that's at phsonline.org. phsonline.org. Want to recap with the flower show hours, what to look for and how we get there, et cetera, all of that.
So flower show is March 4th through the 12th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center in Center City, Philadelphia. It's right on the regional rail network at Jefferson Station. Couldn't be easier. You go inside from the train into the flower show and home again. Check out the website for ticket and hours information, phsonline.org. You'll find everything you need and just come and visit us.
Mm-hmm. So whether you want to just tour the flower show, you want to come for flowers after hours, it's all right there, phsonline.org, and that's also where you'll find out all the information about membership, also all the programming that they offer and the volunteer opportunities and locations of pop-up gardens. It's all right there, phsonline.org, for the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society. And my guest today, it's President Matt Rader. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. See you at the Flower Show.
I'll see you at the Flower Show. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.